So, I've been going through this back and forth-ishness with a few of my vegan peeps because I made a statement online, I don't know, a month or two ago or whatever, saying that there's a difference between being vegan and being healthy. That's not exactly what I said. I don't remember what I said, however, I know what I'm being challenged about, so let me explain. I have a friend who is vegan, who has been vegan. Sorry, I'm cooking dinner, so if you hear background noise, it's the process of cooking. So I have a friend who's vegan. She's been vegan successfully for about 2 years now, and initially, she lost all sorts of weight, all sorts of health tests improved, you know, which is exactly what should happen because you are shifting your diet for the better. You're eliminating things that clog your arteries, and a lot of times people who go vegan also eliminate sugar and things like that. The whole point is they're trying to make a health change more often than not. Some people do it for the, you know, whole PETA, I love animals thing, but more often than not, people who shift to veganism later in life do so for a health change, to improve their overall health. So initially, yes, shifting to becoming a vegan will do just that. and for many people, it will continue to improve in various ways if one thing is a factor in your life, and that means you can become vegan and still be unhealthy because unless you know how to cook a healthy meal from scratch using fresh ingredients purchased from a farmer's market or a store, unless you can put that into a healthy meal that you want to eat, that you actually want to eat, that tastes good, that you eat and say, this is delicious. Unless you can do that, you will end up being an unhealthy vegan because it means that you'll be buying a lot of prepackaged vegan food, a lot of going to Whole Foods and getting the, what is it, Annie's, the little prepackaged vegan burritos and vegan pizzas and vegan mac and cheese in the freezer section. And you'll be eating a lot from stores that sell vegan versions of food, restaurants and things like that, all of which are higher in sodium and higher in sugars because they're trying to accommodate, they're trying to increase the taste. They're trying to make it taste better or taste at least as good as the non-vegan version that you used to have. Most of those foods are for people who are shifting from eating meat to eating vegan or vegetarian, so they want it to taste as sweet and fatty as the meaty version. So most often those things are handy for in-betweens to fill in as supplements. But if that's what you're eating more often, if you're going to Chipotle and just getting the vegan options that are crazy high in sodium, if you're just getting the frozen vegan things from Whole Foods because you can't just go to a farmer's market and get some greens and get some peppers and get some onions and get some garlic and get some kale and get some and buy these ingredients, these fresh whole raw ingredients and turn them into a meal. If you can't do that, you are not going to be a healthy vegan. So that's exactly what was happening to my friend. She was eating lots of beans and rice and lots of pasta and lots of starches, lots of french fries and potatoes. Potatoes are a vegan's best friend. Potatoes will fill you up. Potatoes, you know, you can do a million ways. Potatoes are just not, no, that's not what you want to eat all the time. Lots of sweet potatoes, lots of yams, like, but no vegetables. No vegetables. Vegetables were maybe in the mixed frozen veggies that she would saute with some stuff, but not like whole raw vegetables. None of that. So all the weight she lost started to come back, and it was coming back differently and coming back in different places. But it was coming back, and then, you know, her blood pressure was going up, and it's like, she's trying to figure out, like, no, but I'm healthy, I'm going to the gym, I am vegan. It's like, yeah, unless you're doing the exact same thing I tell my kids, you have to eat the rainbow. Your food should be every color, no matter what you're doing. It should be a rainbow of colors. You need to have greens and reds and oranges and yellows. And that's a real thing. Like, you need to be able to eat, unless you can do that. Unless you can bring these things home, put them in pans, or do a raw thing. Eat them as a meal, not just juicing. Not just juicing. Juicing is great. Juicing is expensive. Juicing is not a meal. Juicing is awesome if you have the financial budget to do that, which means you're probably single or whatever, or you have your own juicer. And then I still hope you're taking those fibrous leftovers from the juicer and using those as a thickener in some soup or something. Like, all of that still should be consumed by your body. That is a whole vegetable. You need to have that too. However, back on the subject. So my post was not to say that being vegan is not being healthy. Of course it's being healthy. You are eliminating a high amount of saturated fats. You are eliminating a high amount of really unhealthy things from your diet. I'm not saying that veganism is not healthy. That's ridiculous. What I'm saying is you can be vegan and still be unhealthy if you don't know how to cook. Very simple. If you don't know how to cook a delicious meal that your kids will eat, that you will eat, that you don't just say eat your vegetables, that your kids don't even realize it's an issue. They don't. It's a thing. It's deliciousness. It's yummy. It's not something that they have to question. It's not even something that you have to question. You have to be able to do that without a lot of salt, without a lot of sugar, without a lot of things that you're trying to avoid in order to stay healthy. So within that, no, my family is not vegan. I was raised primarily pescatarian. Growing up, we did mostly fruits and vegetables, grains, beans, rice, things like that, and fish. You know, my dad is still pescatarian. He's been pescatarian my entire life. He's 80 now. I was raised pescatarian. My husband has been vegetarian off and on at various points of his life. As it is, our kids eat... they're carnivores. They eat meat, they eat, you know, bacon, they eat these things, but at the same time, our kitchen is full of ingredients as opposed to in a box, in a package meal. Our kitchen has raw bulk grains, raw bulk rice, raw bulk things that we buy because we make ingredients. We buy whole vegetables. We buy whole fruits, our whole grains. Like, our kitchen is full of ingredients. There is nothing here that says add a quarter cup of water and a half a stick of margarine or soy butter, you know, in order to, because that's just preservatives. That's just sugar. That's just, you know, cholesterol. That's unhealthy stuff. Our kitchen, the only prepackaged thing you'll see is probably pasta, like dry pasta, because we do pasta on occasion. I have a toddler who doesn't always want to eat stuff. So we get high fiber or multi-grain pasta, which I can mix with some, you know, cheese and butter and almond meal and olive oil and hearty it up. And he doesn't realize he's getting a slightly more balanced meal, you know, with protein and his dairy, his calcium and all these things, when he's saying he just wants plain pasta, you know. So even within that, like, we don't, my kids have never had a soda, not one. My oldest is 10, he's never had a soda. Even when they get fruit juice, it's still usually diluted with half water. Like, I don't, there are ways you can be healthy even if you aren't vegan. They know that they have a balanced diet. My son asked about doing a 7-day vegan challenge, and I was like, okay, well, let's talk about this. Went through the meals we had had in the past week and realized that at least once a day he had a meal that was vegan because it was just healthy. That's just the way I cook. That's just the way we are inclined to cook because I cook. I cook. So I wasn't intending to battle any vegans by saying you're wrong, you're doing it wrong. I was intending to battle any person who does not know how to cook a healthy meal but says that they're trying to be healthy, no matter what you're doing. If you're trying to be vegan, if you're trying to work out, if you're trying to do New Year's resolution, if whatever it is, you need to, step one is learn 7 healthy meals that you can cook. that you can cook. Don't reach beyond your grasp. If you know, don't go Iron Chef. If you know that you can barely bang out, you know, boiled water with some oatmeal, like, don't go hardcore. Find some easy pasta. Find some easy staples that you can cook that are healthy. 7. Go to Rachel Ray. I love Rachel Ray. Rachel Ray, her 30-minute meals, you can still find them online, and they are fantastic, quick, healthy meals, whole meals. And she gives you options. She gives you alternatives. It's fantastic for people who are learning how to cook, or at least learning how to recook for a family, or learning how to cook healthier. It's fantastic. Rachel Ray's 30-minute meals is awesome. Check it out. Learn how to cook. No matter what carnivore, vegetarian, vegan, whatever, if you want to be healthier about your life, if you want to be healthier overall, if you want to be healthier for your kids, learn how to cook meals that don't have Kraft or, you know, any of those things branded on there. Cook from ingredients, not things that have cartoon characters on them or come, you know, her commercials. Learn how to cook no matter what, and then you'll be healthier. And then you have choices. And then if you want to go vegan, guess what? You'll know how to cook vegetables, so you have that choice. And you'll do it well, and you'll do it right, and you'll stick to it. But if you don't know how to cook, no matter what, you're going to fail at what you're doing. You're going to end up on dialysis. You're going to end up with diabetes. And I'm Black, so those things are a real thing. So, yeah, that was my message. And that is how our family lives. And I am very happy with that. I had a baby at 40. And I had to do every test known to man and piss gallons and take them in. And as soon as they questioned being 40 and having a baby and wanting to hospitalize me because my blood pressure was up, I said, no, how about give me 2 weeks to change this? And I altered my diet and I did my prenatal yoga and I kept my appointments in the afternoons and I made the shifts that I knew were healthy for me. And my blood pressure came down, and I didn't have to do any more of the tests, and I had a perfectly healthy child, and yes. So I do understand how to be healthy, how to live healthy, how to exist healthy in this world and be broke and be resourceful, even if I'm not vegan. That was my post. That was what I said, and that was what I stand by, and that is what I will stand by. Because it just makes sense. So, you know, I was just sharing that with y'all because, you know, I was just talking to myself. And that's what came up.